This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program, as always, you're invited here if you want to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Let's see, we're going right into your phone calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss on the way here, though. We still have news about Trump and immigration. First, it's Sean in McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania, listening to WEEO-FM. Hello, Sean.
How are you doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Well, you know, that smartphone, flip phone thing you guys just did a minute ago?
Yeah.
A gentleman called in and said that he would get rid of all the smartphones. By the way, 3 out of 4 Americans have a smartphone at this point.
75%.
And 95% have a cell phone.
Right. And I just changed over from a flip phone to a smartphone, which I call a dumb phone. And I had all kinds of problems with getting the internet on my phone and getting this thing to work right. And the reason I bought the smartphone was I could be mobile and have the internet because I don't have a PC. I don't have a computer.
Yeah.
And I thought I could wind it all up and make it one thing where I could have a smartphone and be on the internet. And I bought a phone from, it was called, Essential Phones, and the Essential Phone Company started this company. He was the guy that invented the, Pixel phone with Google.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, hell, I can't go wrong with that. I can't go wrong with that. And you know what? I've had more problems with this smartphone than I can even imagine. And
frustrating.
Basically, all we need to do is text or talk to each other. But I wanted to have the internet. And those flip phones don't have the internet pretty much like this phone did. And I spent $400 on this phone. And it was the worst $400 I ever spent in my life.
Damn, that's brutal.
Well,
sorry to hear about that.
Well, that's fine. I'm still fighting Amazon, and I'm still fighting the phone company that invented this phone.
It's so hard for me to justify spending that kind of money on a phone because
they're
so fragile, number one. Like, you know, you see everybody with these damn cracked screens all over the place. I mean, it's so common. I always buy a nice case for my phone. That way I've never actually had a cracked screen because I always put, like, $50 into a decent case.
Right.
And I've never.
It's a difference.
Yeah, I've dropped them plenty of times, and they've survived every single time.
And you buy those phone covers, and you buy the what do they call that? The cover that goes over top of that. Well, anyhow,
they have a screen protector. They have cases.
Yes.
The OtterBox is a good brand. They're not an advertiser, but they're great. Sean, thanks for the call tonight. I understand the frustrations that people have, especially when trying a new technology. It can be a little overwhelming. It can be a little confusing. There's so much these things can do. And
what bugs me is you can spend $1,000 on the newest, best
people do
technology out there.
People who can't afford to spend $1,000.
Well, yeah, they're fools. But you go to Walmart, you buy a laptop for $250.
Sure.
I mean, it's crazy that you can get this far more versatile machine.
Right, the laptop.
The laptop for, well, half the price.
I'd rather do everything on a laptop. I can't stand using a phone, even though I do, obviously, because, you know, when you're on the road, it's a little more inconvenient to use a laptop. But I'd rather have my laptop with me and sit down and take a moment to use that, because I can hammer out an email a lot faster with two hands typing than I can on a damn phone.
The laptop's going to probably last you 5 years. The phone's going to probably last you two, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
$1,000 is crazy.
Right.
And I've heard they're even more than that.
It's just too much. I just don't I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Get the one that's one or two generations older.
That's how I do it.
And you're fine.
Yeah. I go with something that's a couple years old at least, and then I usually try to get a refurbed version of that.
So that I don't like the refurbed ones, but, no? You know, that's
fine. You've had bad experience?
I've had bad experience.
Yeah. I've been lucky because I've had all good experiences with refurbs.
I'm glad that worked out for you.
I'll buy like a $100 refurb phone, like whatever Galaxy S refurb costs $100.
Right.
You know, that way if it breaks, it's like, not the end of the world.
Right. If you drop it and it breaks, well, okay.
So there you go. 855, 450 free is our toll-free number.
Every time I've laid out for the big new phone, too, it's like, well, all right, I'll give you $500 for this thing.
Really?
Every time I've
always regretted it?
I've always broken it. The ones that I can't break, the ones that, like, my mom gives me her old one or something,
uh-huh.
I can't break that one. But, you know, I remember I bought a Galaxy Note 5, I think it was, mm-hmm. at some point a couple of years ago or whatever.
Didn't last long, right?
Put it in the waterproof box to take it to the sailboat, and the waterproof box wasn't waterproof, so
made
a little saltwater swimming pool for my phone.
And what'd you do, throw it in the ocean? Just to test it out?
The box?
Yeah.
No, well, when you...
take on water or something? Are you sinking?
The inflatable dinghies often will have water in the bottom of them.
Yeah.
And so no big deal.
So you got it floating in one of those?
Well, that's where the box was.
Yes. Oops.
And, you know, it stayed in there a good long time, too. I got to soak it. Took it into one of those you break it, we fix it places. And so
I can't fix this.
Sure enough, you broke it. We can't fix it.
Can't fix salt water, apparently.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, they can't fix everything. It is possible to break a phone beyond repair.
Damn. So it said I had some news about Trump, and there's actually a little bit of good news before we get to the immigration story. This one I've been holding on to for a little bit. President Trump, according to the AP, tweeted recently, he has reversed his administration's decision to slap new sanctions on North Korea, with his press secretary explaining the president, quote, likes leader Kim Jong-un and doesn't think their sanctions are necessary. It's unclear, however, which sanctions the president was referring to in his tweet, which took Treasury issues officials by surprise. Trump wrote from his private club in Palm Beach, Florida, quote, "It was announced today by the U.S. Treasury that additional large-scale sanctions would be added to those already existing sanctions on North Korea. I have today ordered the withdrawal of those additional sanctions." And I think that this is a little bit of good news. The road with North Korea... The road to peace has been a little rocky.
Yeah, made better with more sanctions.
Right. Their first meeting went well last year, and the most recent meeting, it broke up unexpectedly. It broke up early. The two men did not come to an agreement. Basically, the North Korean side is saying the U.S. government wants too much, and the U.S. government, you know, is saying that, you know, North Korea wasn't willing to, you know, give up what they wanted. And
right.
So
they're not being honest. They're not being honest.
It was an impasse. But the good news is Trump is not putting more sanctions on North Korea. And any time that sanctions are avoided, I support that because I'm against sanctions. Sanctions hurt the people of a country.
Right. Kim Jong-un isn't going to lose any weight.
He's very well fed.
Over any of these sanctions.
Right.
There's nothing you're going to do to harm him.
He's going to be very comfortable.
Right.
He's got a palace and whatever other houses that he needs to have.
It's the people of North Korea who are going to be harmed, and that's, you know, I mean, do they choose their leader? Only in so much as they all could get together and rise up, but mm-hmm. you can't get, I mean, there are people that would like to rise up in North Korea, but,
sure.
you know,
but they're surrounded by people who are obedient to the state and who might
hard,
turn them in.
Right? You know, half of the United States population, probably a bit more, hates Trump, but he's going to stay in office.
Sure will.
And the same was true for Obama. So, you know, you don't get the government you deserve.
The White House didn't immediately respond to questions about which sanctions Trump was referring to or what large-scale sanctions were poised to be added to the existing ones already imposed on North Korea. His administration did sanction recently two Chinese shipping companies suspected of helping North Korea evade sanctions, the first targeted actions taken against Pyongyang since Trump and Kim met in Hanoi, Vietnam last month for negotiations about North Korea's nuclear weapons programs. And in regards to North Korea, there was another headline about Kim Jong-un today, basically sounding like he was willing to meet again with President Trump, but he wants the U.S. to soften their approach. on this meeting. So maybe it'll happen again. Maybe progress will be made. At the very least, Trump can still claim to have been the only American president to have ever met with a so-called supreme leader from North Korea in the entire history of North Korea.
Well, it's a step forward.
It is. I'll still give him credit for that. There's more coming up here. 855 450 free like freedom and hope for more. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. Open phones for you as always. You can dial in and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Donald Trump says he's weighing sending a, quote, unlimited supply, unquote, of immigrants to sanctuary cities. Oh, that's us talking back to ourselves there.
I blame you.
855, yeah, you
20
should.
Years in radio at you this point. You should blame just more than 20 years. Going on 25 years in radio, and you still can't operate a board.
I don't even know where it's coming from. Oh, I see it. There it is. Yes.
So Donald Trump is going to send the immigrants to the sanctuary cities. Well, it's clever.
I think it is pretty clever. Washington Reuters reporting here that Donald Trump said on Friday he was considering sending illegal immigrants in the country to so-called sanctuary cities, prompting U.S. mayors to accept such an offer as the battle over border security raged. Frustrated by rising numbers of undocumented immigrants arriving at the southern border and a failure to get Congress to fully fund a U.S.-Mexico border wall, Trump taunted Democrats by dangling the possibility of an influx of illegal immigrants to their communities. He wrote on Twitter, of course, quote, due to the fact that Democrats are unwilling to change our very dangerous immigration laws,
very dangerous,
we are indeed, as reported, giving strong consideration to placing illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities only. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney responded in a statement saying that, quote, while the Trump administration's proposal shows their disdain to basic human dignity, this city would be prepared to welcome these immigrants just as we have embraced our immigrant communities for decades. You know, Trump was saying that he wanted to see the immigration procedure made easier. He said that in recent
he did.
Months.
He wanted to make legal immigration easier to do.
Right.
And that makes some sense to me. I've always felt like there were, you know, there are parts of the United States which could benefit more than other parts. There are parts that
from
are
an immigrant influx?
Yeah, of an immigrant influx. Like, how bad would it be at this point if, you know, those houses that are unoccupied in, say, Detroit were filled with people who are used to houses with leaky roofs or whatever, right, and that they could fix them and go to work and probably revitalize the whole place?
Yeah.
It's just a thought.
That's a great idea.
In many cases, these are very hardworking people.
Yep.
I certainly don't support the giving of, you know, sort of free government programs to somebody who just comes here to not work or at all.
Right.
I don't think that any of these free government programs are a good idea at all.
Period.
But, yeah. You know, if you want my opinion on immigration, let anybody come. They have, you know, make it illegal for them to access any government programs and make it illegal for them to vote. Hey, look, it's a second class citizenship. Are you up for it? And I'll bet you they'd come in droves and make America great again for real.
Turn it into a land of opportunity again if they were free to do so.
Remember what the Statue of Liberty said? The reason that
give us your poor.
Yeah, and yearning to be free.
Yeah,
these folks, if you don't have to pay for them, then they're not that big of a problem.
Right.
Sure, they can take some jobs. But in all likelihood, Americans aren't willing to do those jobs anyway.
That's what the evidence seems to suggest. All the times we've looked at, you know, different situations where jobs are available and none of the folks from the, you know, U.S. want them.
What's the worst case scenario? You could drive down the cost of labor and unskilled labor. I mean, it doesn't seem like a terrible thing to me. At some point or another, you'll come to an equilibrium.
So if he's serious about this, and he's just saying he's weighing it, you know, we're considering this. Yeah. I don't know how they would do it? Like, how would you implement a plan that only allowed illegal immigrants to go to specific cities? How do you pull that off? I mean, how do you identify? Is it the ones that they've captured? Are they going to release them into the city and say, "Nope, you can't leave the city limits"? How do you keep them there? Number one.
Well,
but
if you just ship them there, that's where they'll stay.
Yeah, there's a good chance of it.
Yeah,
and I mean, this could be like a secretive way for Trump to kind of let people in, right? Like, okay, oh, well, you guys want them. There you go. And then, because that's the claim, right, is we're being overwhelmed. Where there's thousands of these people. They're coming through Mexico. There are thousands of them. They're coming in, and they're going to do terrible things. Of course, there's no real evidence that there's, you know, any bad things that have, you know, particularly come from.
Well, sure, bad things come from illegal immigrants, but bad things come from American citizens.
Well, right, but by no more like percentage than typical Americans.
So right. The American Conservative magazine looked at it's difficult to determine who's illegal and who's not, but sure. they looked at the evidence as best they could to compare it, and they found that illegal immigrants, you know, as they could tell, only commit crimes at a rate that Americans do. So they're nothing special.
But yet, you know, the politicians who want you to be afraid of these people want you to believe there's terrorists lurking among them and a bunch of murderers and, you know, rapists, and it's all about fear.
There are terrorists and murderers and rapists hiding among them.
Sure. Also within the police force.
Right. There's terrorists and murderers and rapists hiding within just about every group.
Right. In February, a federal appeals court said Trump administration could not terminate federal grants to Philadelphia for its refusal to cooperate with immigration agents seeking to deport immigrants. In Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel said in a statement, quote, "We would welcome these migrants with open arms, just as we welcome Syrian refugees, just as we welcome Puerto Ricans displaced by Hurricane Maria, and just as we welcome Rohingya refugees fleeing genocide in Myanmar." Sanctuary cities, according to Reuters, are local jurisdictions that generally give undocumented immigrants safe harbor by refusing to use their resources to help enforce federal immigration laws that could lead to deportations. And I support it.
I don't see any particular reason why a local municipality should have any obligation to enforce federal laws. They're not federal enforcement agency. Also, the federal government shouldn't have those enforcements anyway. There's only a few things listed in the Constitution, and one of them isn't immigration police.
Well, it could come along as part of an obligation like that could come along as part of the grants that they're talking about, saying, well, if you want to accept this money, then you have to do as we say.
That's how the government, through its ability to coin money, controls the states. It's basically, hey, they dangle these carrots out in front of them, and the state does whatever they want.
Well, the funny thing is there's a certain group of, let's call them conservatives out there, who, on one hand, would say they're in favor of states' rights, but on the other hand, they're against sanctuary cities or sanctuary counties or whatever. They're in favor, purportedly,
right,
of, you know, the primacy of the state versus the federal government. But when it comes to an issue that they're concerned with, then all of a sudden they want to cede everything to the federal government.
That's because generally Americans just want to get what they want.
And they have no principles.
How they go about getting it.
Right.
Well,
look, I got news for you.
If states actually had the powers to make these decisions, it's likely some of them would choose to have different rules on immigration than others would have.
Sure, and that's the way it ought to be. We ought to have 50 different states.
The Constitution talks about the United States government having the ability to, nationalize people. Naturalization. Which, you know, we're talking about citizenship and that kind of thing, but it doesn't really give it any power around immigration. Because at the time, there was no conversation around immigration. No one really cared. Benjamin Franklin did hate the Germans in Pennsylvania, though.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to comment on sanctuary cities as far as immigration is concerned or whatever's on your mind, it is Free Talk Live.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says because congressional Democrats refuse to change immigration laws, he's thinking seriously about releasing illegal immigrants into so-called sanctuary cities. He said, if cities like New York, Chicago, and San Francisco are willing to protect illegal immigrants, they can have all of them direct from the border.
We'll bring them to sanctuary city areas and let that particular area take care of it.
Authorities in sanctuary cities refuse to enforce federal immigration law. Opponents of the president's plan to ship migrants far from the border call it dehumanizing, costly, and possibly illegal. Oakland, California Mayor Libby Schaft says the Trump administration wants to attack the president's enemies in Democratic strongholds that don't fall in line with his extreme immigration policies. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. We do this thing every single night, all 7 nights a week. You're invited to join us here. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There are a lot of cryptocurrency wallets out there in the marketplace. There's one that I use more than any other, and that's Edge Wallet. And I was using Edge Wallet before they became a sponsor, and I was using Edge Wallet as my primary wallet before they became a sponsor. So I was so glad when they did, because I love talking about things I already love.
Right. It's optimal for us in so much as it's difficult to find products that you already used before
right.
that also want to advertise with you, and Edge Wallet is one of those rare ones where, this is a great wallet.
And
I'm happy to endorse it.
Believe it or not, they didn't actually name the wallet after you, Mark. I know you really probably want to believe that it was all about you, but your name's Mark Edge. They didn't name it after you.
I don't know why you would tell our listeners lies like that.
I'm just telling you. they've been actually at this for a long time. They used to do the Airbits wallet way back. They started in 2014, and Airbits was a Bitcoin-only wallet. It was fantastic, arguably the best Bitcoin-only wallet of its time. And, of course, there's a whole lot more than just Bitcoin out there these days, so they had to go multi-crypto, and that's what Edge allows you to do. It also allows you to buy, sell, trade, and, of course, securely hold multiple cryptocurrencies. We're talking about more than I can easily name here. Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, many of the Ethereum tokens, Monero. Good luck finding a Monero wallet out there. Those things aren't that easy to find. Ripple, Stellar, and many more. So you can use edge.app to acquire the wallet, or you can just go through your Play or App Store and download it that way. Their tagline, secure your freedom, over at edge.app. Big fan. All right, we continue with your calls and thoughts. We go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk first to James. He's in Alabama listening to WAVH down there in Mobile. Go ahead, James.
Hey, guys. Hope y'all doing well tonight.
Thank you. We are.
First time calling. I wasn't aware of your show. Just real quickly, I run a small business in Mobile, Alabama, construction company, coincidentally. And
that's
I've been
service?
Getting the Google listing callings for probably 4 or 5 years as well.
Wow.
That's not my topic. Just wanted to alert y'all. It's kind of cool.
But do you agree that, you're referring, just for our listeners just tuning in, you're referring to, I think, the first call of the night earlier, and you're probably listening to it now. But anyway, my belief is these are scam calls. These are not actually coming from Google. Do you agree?
Well, you know, I hadn't considered that until you mentioned it. Now, Unlike the other caller, they never offered me a buyout, which had they done that, then it would immediately send up a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously Google is far-reaching and the Internet in general is, so I really didn't have a huge doubt that maybe this was some kind of listing that they had provided. Like your other caller, I've never signed up for any Google listing. I thought it may have been something they'd done on their own. But had they offered me that, I would have jumped back really quickly.
They probably did create a listing for you, but, you know, who knows who's calling you? Maybe it's Google, maybe it's not. Who knows?
Right. But that's not my topic. I did find that coincidental. I need to know who the cell phone police are. Man, I have been through several cell phone companies from Cell South, which is C South. I don't even know what they changed to. I've been through AT&T. I've been through T-Mobile, and now I'm with Sprint. And the particular issue with Sprint is, it's time for me to re-up my contract. They gave me an opening initial, you know, special, what have you, for X amount of lines, for X amount of dollars. Really good deal. Jumped on board. Time to re-sign. They gave me my second contract. This third contract I had, and I've been a business phone. All my phone calls were recorded. I had one of their agents offer me an even better deal than I ever had signing up. Of course, I jumped on it. Well, the next time I spoke with them, they said that there had been no deal offered to me that way. Nope.
You must be mistaken, sir. We have altered the deal. Pray we don't alter it further.
Listen, I'm on my third round now. And again, with me having all of these phone calls recorded,
that's
I need
a lot
to know
easier.
Who I can go to you know, to have something done about this. I'm tired of changing companies.
So just to be clear, I want to make sure I understand here. This is Sprint. Somebody promised you a deal for remaining with them, you know, at your contract re-up time. You said, all right, I'll take that deal. Then the next time you talk to them, they're like, we don't know what you're talking about. That's what you're saying the problem is?
That's correct. And that was round one.
And you have the original call recorded with this person who made the deal or no?
I do, yes. And then
so your question is, to whom can you play this audio to prove that you had this deal made?
That's exactly right.
That's an interesting question. Now, first of all, here's my other question for you. Do you know what the wiretapping laws are there in Alabama? Is it a one-party consent state?
No, it is a one-party consent state. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, it absolutely is.
So you're probably safe legally in recording that audio, because that's my first concern, is if you're in a state where there's two-party consent or all-party consent, then you'd be in trouble for wiretapping.
It's a good idea to have your business calls recorded, though. I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
absolutely. It's a good idea generally to record 17 calls.
17 years in business, you learn some hard lessons.
Absolutely. Here's how I would approach it, and by no means am I an expert at dealing with cell phone companies, but if you've got a store, like a physical location you could go into, maybe you could talk to somebody there and they could escalate you to some higher tier, or you could try calling whatever helpline and say, I need management, and try to get above whatever the basic level tier service is, because there's usually a higher level of a call service provider that you can talk to there. Whether they'll let you add it or not is another question. But if you ask for it, you might be able to get there.
I wonder what would happen if you took them to small claims court. Right? Like, you know, they have to respond.
And then you got to file, and that costs money, right?
I know. A little, but not much. I'm just curious what would happen if you took a multinational corporation to small claims.
Hmm.
Well, you know, and at this point, that's kind of what I'm facing. But the question is the give and take of the situation. I guess that I would be suing them for something. But back to your point, between the toll-free number or the corporation or the company when you call them or then go into the store, they go back and forth with the good cop, bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the asking to speak to management, of course, again, after going through three companies so far, I've done that. And they all say, okay, well, we're going to have a manager call you back, sir. And you can imagine how that works out.
Right.
Shoot. Whew, that is frustrating. I mean,
that's incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can say is just either try to continue escalating to higher levels of management, and if that doesn't work, can you get out of the, like, is the contract to the point where you can exit it and go with another company at this point?
Sure, but here's the kind of gotcha as far as that's concerned. My phones, you know, I've got multiple lines. They're all leased. So, no, I'm out of my contract. I'm a month-to-month now waiting on this call from management that's never going to come.
Yep.
But, you know, I owe several hundred dollars, nearly $1,000, if I were to close these contracts out to pay out these leases on these phones.
So you would then retain the phones as your phones at that point after you pay off the lease?
No, I'm a little gray in this area. No, my understanding is they are still their phones. And then if one of them has a cracked screen, I pay extra
for that.
Right. Now,
Jeez.
If I play out my lease, then they offer me a buyout for the phone, which is generally inexpensive. And then it actually is my phone, which I generally have to do because, again, I'm in construction, screens get busted, things get worn out. But if I were to drop in the middle of a lease, then I pay out the lease and they want the phones back. If a screen's busted, then I pay for the busted screen as well.
Right.
So, it's a catch 22, man. These guys have honed their skills.
Yeah, yeah, and you're exactly their target too. Like the small businessman who, you know, doesn't have a lawyer on retainer, but does have to have, you know, 10 lines. Yeah, you're exactly what they're looking
Anytime, for. Anytime you've got a situation where you're leased, they're leveraged against you. That's a tough situation, and in a lot of cases, you've got to be willing to pay whatever the price is to get out of a deal. Nobody wants to do it, but you got to pay the price if that's what you want to do is exit this deal. And here's the other thing I would suggest. If you're running up against failure trying to escalate to management, go ahead and call and tell them you are thinking of canceling. They will then move your call to the account retention department. And the account retention department's job is to get you to stay. And they will offer better deals in order to get you to stay. Generally. This is generally how they do it. They've got a script. They're told, read the script to the customer and see if you can cut them a 10% discount or something to get them to stay on board. Usually. And that's where you can tell them your story and say, hey, look, I haven't gotten any calls back. This is why I'm thinking of leaving. And maybe that'll get you some attention from somebody that actually doesn't want you to quit the deal. James, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more
keep
coming
on
up.
Constructing.
Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can help support Free Talk Live directly via the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. A-M-P, AMP. Like advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. That's the idea, is you send $5 a month into the show, like Piper has done.
Thank you, Piper.
Thank you, Piper. $5 a month gets you the Amplifier Silver rank, if you will. Of course, they all get basically the same perks, but if you want to do more, you can do that. Then we have the gold level and the platinum level. But you get some perks, you get some bennies, you get access to the AMP-only discussion forums, or not discussion forums, but chat rooms on our Discord server. There's the AMP-only Facebook group on our, on Facebook. I'm not on there anymore, but Mark, you're still there. And I guess it's still pretty busy.
What, Facebook?
The AMP group?
They post almost every day.
Okay, cool. So you get some bennies, and there's a whole list of those, and also you'll get a list of how we're spending the money to help promote and advertise Free Talk Live and get on more radio stations around the country. If you like what we're doing, this is a great way to help us out. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, you can use credit card, you can use Bitcoin BTC to get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We can talk more about Trump. He wants to send immigrants to the sanctuary cities. That's what he's saying, at least. He says he's considering basically putting them on a bus and dropping them off in Chicago and, you know, San Francisco or whatever other sanctuary cities are out there. Let's talk to Thomas first, though, in McConnellsburg, listening to WEEO-FM in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Man, these guys want to drop off all the illegals and all these sanctuary cities. You know what? I'm all for Trump, man. Drop them off. But, you know, the folks are like, we don't want them. We don't want them now, you know. But it's pretty funny. But
I haven't seen any of them react that way. I don't know. That I'm sure some of them are that, in which case, well, it's amusing that they're calling themselves a sanctuary city if they don't want that people that they're trying
to get sanctuary. Right, sanctuary, but... They want to bring them there and whatever. But now they're saying, no, we don't want them now. We don't want them now. But,
we're not hearing that, anyway. Though. We're not hearing anybody say they don't want them. Are you?
Yeah. But I don't agree with that. You know?
Where did you hear it, though? Where did you hear it?
Anyway. No, bro, I just called to say you guys, I love your radio show.
Well, thank you for that, but I'm still curious. Where did you hear that they don't want the immigrants in the sanctuary city?
Yeah, I
want
to look.
Just from driven inner talk. People that don't want to see themselves in the media. People, the people, the incognito people.
You're saying saying people individually in those cities, despite what the mayor might say, some individuals are saying they don't want.
Don't want to be out there in the open. They don't want to put themselves in the media because they don't want to be shunned and and poked at and whatever. You know how it is when you come out.
Well, yeah, they might look xenophobic, for instance.
You don't
want to
be poked and whatever and be shunned and put in the corner, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would be embarrassed by saying I didn't want people to come into a supposedly free country. That would be embarrassing.
I'm from Florida,
Exactly. Just like the people that, the people that voted for Trump are the same people that don't, I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't vote for Trump. You know, they want to be incognito, you know? But they're the same people that go out and push the button and vote for that man, you know what I'm saying?
I actually don't know what you're saying.
They don't want nobody to know. I'm not the person that voted for that person, you know what I'm saying?
But a lot of people did vote for Trump, they don't want to be thrown out there
in the media.
It's a secret ballot, so nobody knows when you vote how you voted.
Yeah, but people can tell you.
Because you're going to be put out there and you're going to be, you know, put in the spotlight and, you know, you're a bad guy because you voted for him, you know? And it's sad.
Well, I think both Trump and Hillary were bad choices.
Very, very bad. Look what's coming now. Oh my gosh.
What's coming now?
How are you gonna vote? How are you gonna vote in 2020? Oh my gosh, all this stuff coming up in 2020. It's totally crazy.
What is so crazy about it?
Because there's so many Democrats. All these Democrats come out.
Is this any different than any other election? I mean, aren't there always like a dozen people that are running early on in primaries?
But now, look, it's like 20 of them, 20 plus of them. So all of them Democrats, what that's going to do is give more votes to President Trump. You know, it's going to bring Trump back in there. Not that I don't want him back in there, because I don't want you to know it, but I want him back in there. Okay,
okay, Thomas, thanks for not taking
guy.
A strong stand on
guy.
Anything.
You voted for
Appreciate
Trump.
The call. Good Lord. He had a lot to say, but didn't have a lot to say. I don't know. That was very strange. Thanks for listening, though.
I think
appreciate
this,
it.
This Democratic field is a bit more sort of progressive, I think is the term they like to use.
Well, they got to move to the left, right, to attract the...
Progressing towards socialism or whatever.
Yeah.
Then they have been. You know, the Democratic Party isn't necessarily a leftist party. I mean, that's what they've come to be known, but they were just kind of... an amalgamation of a bunch of different groups.
I don't know. I'd have to take your word for it. I've never really paid close attention to these parties.
All right. Well, they're you know, cobbled together. Like the Republican Party is cobbled together, the Democratic Party is cobbled together. One of those groups are sort of highly progressive leftist types that want, you know, this, that, and the other, whatever it is that they might want. And this particular go-around, that group has a lot of currency. So I'm curious as to what's going to happen. But it looks like at this point, Joe Biden's been essentially shunned out because, well, you know, there's creepy pictures of him on the internet.
Has he really? Has he decided not to run?
I don't think he's going to throw his hat in the ring, would be my guess. But more or less, he's on his heels very early.
The Washington Post first reported Thursday, according to Reuters, that the White House has been considering a plan for transporting immigrants in detention and releasing them into sanctuary cities that are Democratic strongholds.
Man, he's taking a page out of Castro's book here.
Really?
Castro did this with you're not familiar with the
when he sent them to Florida, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He basically emptied the prisons and insane asylums onto boats and sent them to Florida.
I think this is great news, honestly. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know if Trump realizes this, but ultimately, this is fantastic for those immigrants. Like, if they're in detention and he's actually going to let them out into these cities, and he's just talking. He's probably not going to actually do this. But it's making headlines.
They probably don't have room in these detention centers anymore.
But that's it. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's what the news headlines have been. So maybe he will do it. And if he does... That's great news. It gives these people an opportunity. They're going to be in a place where at least politically they're welcomed, at least by the, you know, the governments of those cities. Now, we know that individually, as our caller was pointing out, there are individuals in any place that are going to disagree with what's happening. But I think this is, you know, it's a humanitarian move on Trump's part. Like, he gets to play it off as though he's screwing the Democrats, but on the other side of things, he's helping these immigrants. So that's wonderful.
Also, it costs money to... keep people that's into detention centers.
It costs taxpayers money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
So
what's the point? Why keep these people there to feed them when they could be out feeding themselves by working?
That'd be good for everybody.
There's plenty of jobs available for these people to take. And so, I mean, this is, I think this is sensible. Nevertheless, Trump, speaking to reporters at the White House Friday, said of sanctuary cities, quote, "We can give them an unlimited supply." All right. Bring it on. Right. I think that's great, because the more people we have coming into the United States, the stronger are that are willing to work, that is, the stronger the economy is going to be. Immigrants have historically, in a so-called free country, been a boon. It's been a benefit to the economy, to business. Immigrants tend to be hardworking folks. They tend to be entrepreneurial people, people who were told where they come from they couldn't start their own business. And, of course, in the United States, there's plenty of governments that will tell you you can't start your own business. You got to beg for permission. You got to ask for licenses. So, of course, it always turns out that a lot of immigrants get disillusioned by actually living here.
Right,
they find out it's not free.
There's plenty of people sneaking across the border to go back home, too.
Yeah. They find out it's actually not a free country. Like, just a couple of years ago, we had a guy on from Cameroon, Africa, who called the show, who really believed that the United States was a free place. That myth still works its way around the planet.
Well, it's certainly it's probably freer than Cameroon.
Probably, no doubt.
And that, therefore, sounds free.
Yeah.
It's sad that the United States is sliding down the world's freedom charts, like economic freedom charts. These conservative think tanks, places like Heritage Foundation, libertarian think tanks like the Cato Institute, they're looking at the United States, comparing it to other countries, and they're finding... in many cases, it's not the freest place in the world, and that's a shame. I mean, it really. I wish we were striving to do that.
One immigration expert who asked not to be identified noted that undocumented immigrants in federal custody could be at one of several stages of the adjudication process, and that Trump likely has the power to have them sent to different jurisdictions from where they are being held. But the source added, quote, "This is a stunt. It doesn't enhance the efficiency of the process." Well, that said, if they're turning people loose out of detention centers and they get a chance at an actual life here, it's a win for those immigrants, I think. And ultimately, a win for those cities. Because these people are, for the most part, hardworking. So, we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. But yes, they should also abolish the welfare state. Unfortunately, nobody's going to propose that, not even Trump. See you tomorrow. freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.